Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to do with you today is two things. Thing number one, it's like Dr. Seuss, this thing one and thing two, but thing number one that we are going to do is to complete our Hakdama to Ksamim, and then some of the fellows requested some discussion of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, etc., so move on to that. What we are doing now is just like the Hakdama to Ksamim. In other words, the details of Ksamim, Bezos Hashem will get into after Yontif. Obviously, you should be going through the Perek with the Rishonim, etc., and like try to go through some in Kuftzadi. There's a lot there. But it's well known that the Gaonim, now when I talk about Gaonim, I mean the Rif. Now, where would I find the Rif on Hilchos Nida, by the way? The back of Masechta Shavuos, right? So the Rif in the back of Masechta Shavuos does not quote anything about Ksamim. Not only does the Rif not quote anything about Ksamim, but in the other Gaonim, also in the She'otos of Rabbi Choygon, you don't see anything about Ksamim. And not only in the Rif and the She'otos don't you see anything about Ksamim in the Bahag. You don't see anything about Ksamim. And this was a well-known Shita that the Rishonim reject. The Rishonim reject this well-known shita. Rosh HaMedabrim Bazeh, in terms of the rejection, is the Ravid, as in our Ravid, in the Balei HaNefesh, right at the beginning of the Shar HaKsamim, the Balei HaNefesh quotes, Ani nizkak t'chilo la'osin sh'omim she'en haksamim no'agim bizman hazeh. I have to deal with those who say that ksamim don't apply, and they bring a raya, that since Ksamim is Dirabanan, and Me'eslan Eis Shebenida is also Din Dirabanan, the first Perek in Meseches Nida tells you that she's Temeya Lamafreya Me'esla Eis. Just like the Din of Me'esla Eis no longer applies, so the Din of Ksamim also don't apply. That's like the razzle-dazzle type of Raya that the Gaonim have. Zehu Tam Hamatirim, this is what they are saying, Vehevel Hu B'yadam. Right, the Ravid does not mince words. Right, the Ravid is someone who will tell the Rambam that there is no worse svara in all of Judaism than what you just said. Right, the Ravid hits hard. The Ravid says Hevel Hu B'yadam, and he brings rayas. The Gemara Nuntes that Ksamim is lahachmei al divrei Torah lasos yog l'Torah. Moreover, and this raya, by the way, is less popular in the Rishonim. The first raya that he brings from the Gemara Nuntes, most Rishonim say, yes, so Ksamim is lahachmer adivrei Torah, but mehek hatesi, that's not lenient to Haris. So that raya is not found in other Rishonim. But the second, the second raya he quotes is from a Gemara Nunbeis, that Ksamim can be balidei ziva, that you can be chayiv a carbon somehow on Ksamim. That's already a difficult Gemara for many levels, because that Gemara sounds like the whole din of Ksamim, the din of Ksamim is a din do'iraisa, and that Gemara stamas on Yishver, but the Ravid also brings that as a raya. Then the third raya of the Ravid is from Nun Chesamid Beis, L'dvarei en keitz adibbe chaveirai en sof, L'dvarei en keitz, because en lucha isha shetahura l'ba'alo, she'en komita rita, she'en aloha kametipe damim. Zuck the Ravid that the Gemara Nun Chesamid Beis says en lucha isha shetahura l'ba'alo. That means it's a din labayla, and if it means it's a din labayla, ad kan, end of conversation, you see that the dinim of Ksamim are nemar labayla. It's interesting that of the three rayas that the Ravid brings, only raya number three is brought in the Chidushei Haran, b'shem HaRavid, no? The Chidushei Haran on our Masichton, Nun Chasma Beis quotes b'shem the Ravid only raya number three. And this seems to be Ikar Rayas HaRavid, that the dinim of Ksamim apply Labayla. And he says, you don't even have to bring Rayas this Yisod, because Benos Yisrael Machmer Al-Atzman, and we keep dinim of Ksamim, end of conversation of the Ravid. Okay? Interesting. Interesting that the Ravid says this. Now, there is a school in Achrayim who all try to defend the Gaonim. And the defense that the Achronim bring for the Gaonim is all from this Raya number three that the Ravid quotes. Rayas number one and two, the Achronim don't feel like they really have to be Mesiachis to, because these are, how do we say it in English, Shvacha Rayas. These are difficult. So we don't even have to be Mesiachis to them. But Raya number three, all the Achronim are Misyaches too, and the Achronim basically say something to the effect of, the Gemara says, Ein lecha isha tohayra labayla. So Achronim say, no. What the Gaonim hold is as follows. The Gaonim hold that bizman, that taharos applied, so nida labayla also applied. But bizman, that there is no taharis, so then there's no din of nida labayla. Right, what the Gaonim is saying is very interesting. Yes, the Gemara says, Ein lecha isha tahara labayla. The Gemara says that the dinim of ksamim apply labayla. And at first glance, that would sound like a riot against the Gaonim. However, no, it's not a riot against the Gaonim. Even the Gaonim agree that bizman that there was taharos, the dinim of nida applied labayla. That is what the Chassam Sofer writes. That's what the Nachal Eshkol on the bottom of the Sefer HaEshkol writes. Now, just a word about the Sefer HaEshkol, no? There was a whole debate about whether this Sefer HaEshkol is authentic or not. There is another version of the Sefer HaEshkol, the all-back version of the Sefer HaEshkol, which does not contain this passage. This is found in the Orbach version of the Sefer HaEshkol. The Sefer HaEshkol has notes on the bottom of it called the Nachal Eshkol. Many scholars assume that this Orbach fellow who put out the Eshkol, the Nachal Eshkol, took an old manuscript of the Eshkol. The Eshkol, by the way, is Rav Avram Av Bezdin. He's the Shver of the Ravid, no? The Ravid and his dear Chavrusa the Bahamur had a whole machlokas. Who would marry the Rebbe's daughter? No? And it turned out that the Ravid married the Ravid's daughter. I guess because they had the same name, they wanted to, they're both called Ravid. That's a stupid joke. But the fact is, the Orbach edition of the Eshkol Mistoma includes additions written by Mr. Orbach himself that he added to the manuscript to make the Sefer Geshmak. And in the notes in the Nachal Eshkol, he's like pilfering and quoting from Megadim. The guy was a very big Talmud Chacham, but the guy was also a charlatan, and he wanted to publish his own titles. If you look in Encyclopedia Judaica under forgeries, you will see a discussion about the Sefer HaEshkol. There was books written in response to the fake Sefer HaEshkol called Eshkol HaKofer, right? And then there's a response to that in the back of this edition. You have like this whole back and forth. Different Gedolim are fighting about it. It was a very exciting topic. My friend Michal Zuberman, Rabbi Zuberman, pointed out that the same Orbach who put out the Sefer HaEshkol also put out the Or Zeruahs. Now, I don't know if that casts any aspersions on the Or Zeruah, but Yesh Dvarim Begav, you have to think very carefully. Okay, but Hayisod is that the notes of the Nachal Eshkol also says the same Shtikol Torah in letter Hey. The Shtikol Torah is that bizman that they kept taharos, the Dinim of Ksamim also applied Labayla, Yoni.
I'm just trying to understand that. What's the Chiddush?
So the Chiddush is that I would say that taharos and Bayla are two totally separate worlds. And the Dinim of Ksamim never applied Labayla. Zucked all these achronim, Archaner, Sam Sofer, and the Nachal Eshkol, that no, bizman that there was taharos, the dinim of ksamim applied the Bible also. And we'll say what the chiddush is further in a couple of minutes. We'll develop the other side.
The happening is that back in the day where ksamim was the dinim of taharos, there was no such thing as ksamim in the Bible.
That's right.
And then it changed.
That's right.
Once it stopped being the taharos, then it was only the Bible?
No. Remember, we're within the Gaonim. The Gaonim say that there's no dinim of ksamim at all today. Because we don't have taharos today. Right? Since we don't have taharos today, and the dinim of ksamim was only for taharos, not levaila, right? So that's what the Achronim say. According to the Chassam Sofer and the Aruch Laner, the change is even more profound. Because last week, we kept tum and taharos. And last week when I kept Tumah and Tahara, the dinim of Ksamim applied even Labayla. Now that we stopped keeping Tumah and Tahara, so now the dinim of Ksamim no longer apply Labayla. Wow, that's like a little, It's more of an extreme change, according to these Achronim. Okay, Zozan. Now, Lamaisa, the Chassam Sofer presents an approach that seems to say that the position of the Gaonim is actually more reasonable than the non-Gaonic position. The position that Ksumim should apply to Taharos only makes more sense. How come today we Paskin, we have Ksumim even Lebaila? What's the pshat? So the Chassam Sofer says different things in different places. This is something that, if you read this tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, this tshuva of the Chassam Sofer says, you know what? Since Bizman that there was Ksumim for Taharos, they also had Ksumim Lebaila. So the Chassam Sofer in the tshuva and Kuf Pei Beis, and Simon Kuf Pei Beis that I gave you on the Makoros, Chassam Sofer says, therefore Ksumim is called a Davar Shebeminyan. And Davar Shebeminyan, Sarech Minyan Acher, Lahatiro. Davar Shebeminyan, right? The Chacham said there's an Isser Ksumim, Memela, it stands. Unless you're going to have a greater Bezdin, and come on, right? We don't have any greater Bati Din than they used to have, right? Sarech Minyan Acher, Lahatiro, Memela, the Isser Ksumim remains Labaila. Mr. Epstein, right? You got this? Right? The Chassam Sofer is saying that since it used to apply Lebaila, why did it apply Lebaila? Hasverno says it should only be for Taharis. But the fact is the Chachamim were worried that, you know what, if you're going to say it's only Taharis, not Lebaila, people are going to make mistakes. Therefore, the Chachamim created an Isser of Ksumim Lebaila. And once great rabbis of the previous generation established an Isser, that Isser remains. Azoy shteik Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva. So far, so good. Chassam Sofer, however, in his Chidushim on this daf, he quotes this reason, but he also quotes another reason. The Chassam Sofer says something that Dr. Soloveitchik would call mimetic tradition. Mimetic tradition means that I know stuff because I saw it done. Right? I remember my grandmother, Lahashal. My grandmother was born in Poland, in Lodz, in Lodzmer. She lived most of the time she was in Poland. My grandmother could barely read Aleph Beis. Seriously. She could read Yiddish, she could barely read Aleph Beis. But my grandmother knew how you keep a kosher kitchen. How did she know how you keep a kosher kitchen? That's how I saw my mother do it. Right? That's mimetic tradition. I don't know stuff from text. I know stuff because that's what I saw. Now, certain areas of halacha, the mimetic tradition is more alive than other areas of halacha, right? For example, in Hilchos Nida, it's more, how did women, you see, today we have something called kala teachers, and we have something today in the world, not only in the modern Orthodox world, I mean, Yeshiva Shordos, you have kala teachers, right? And that's what it is today. But it used to be that a woman, before she got married, her mother would sit down with her and say, listen, Prince of Brina, right? You gotta know Hilchos Nida. These are the dinim, right? And the mother would take the daughter to the mikveh the first time. The mother would explain to the daughter how you keep Hilchos Nida. Now, they weren't pulling out any svarim. No texts. No? Kala classes often use texts, correct? I mean, most of you haven't taken kala classes. But those of you who are married have wives who probably took kala classes, we hope so. Right? Kala classes use texts, b'derech klal. And if you don't use texts, you assign texts to read. But it used to be all mimetic. It used to be that the mother would tell the daughter how it was done. So Zak Chassam Sofer, that's how the dinim of Ksumim remained. Because bizman that there was Taharis, they kept Ksumim Labayla. And the mother, right after the Tekufa, when they stopped, by the way, when they stopped keeping Taharis, it's like a shtickle mystery. It's clear that after Korban Abayis, they still kept Taharis, no? But it's not clear for how long. But a mother would tell the daughter, listen, daughter, you know, we have this thing called Ksumim, you gotta be careful. And therefore, it would be Usser Lebaila also, because mommy told daughter. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes in the Chidushim. No, it's very different than what he writes in the Tshuva.
That's Mipag, or that's though that has.
So the Chassam Sofer writes that mistama, that's why it applies. He doesn't fully develop it. But mistama, what he means is binos yisrael hechmi ol atzman. No? Mistama, what the Chassam Sofer means with that line in the Chedushim is that the Jewish women adopted on themselves a chumrah. And l'cha'ora, the two versions of the Chassam Sofer, the version in the Tshuvas that it's a din of Davar Shebeminyan, and the version in the Chedushim that it's a din of Binos Yisrael Hechmi Ola Atzman, are probably arguing in the same well-known machlokes about whether Chumrah de Reb Zeira is something that the rabbis instituted, or is it just that the women did it, and memela it became halachically binding. And in fact, the Lashon HaRavid by us sounds like the Chassam Sofer in Chedushim, because he finishes off, Kaimala min Hoga Milsa, like Reb Zeira. No? And that's why Ksamim applies. You get the impression that he's saying more minhag rather than chumrah. Yes, sir.
But how does this fit with the fact that the Goanim totally left out Ksamim, right? Because he says that the women accepted upon the Ksamim, but then for centuries they
So the Goanim would probably say that either what the women did on their own doesn't matter because the rabbis didn't endorse it, right? Or that maybe in certain communities the women did, in other communities they didn't. I'm not sure. But the Chassam Sofer is working within our worldview that Ksamim applies to Labayla, and he's saying the reason why Ksamim applies to Labayla is a carryover from the time of Taharis because of this mimetic tradition. That's the yisod of the Sam Sofer in the Chedushim. Mr. Kornblum.
Sam Sofer doesn't want to make up his mind.
He presents two options. By the way, if you'd be in a Hungarian yeshiva, you'd spend a lot of time on Steers and Sam Sofer. This is like what they do all day in Hungarian yeshivas. Whatever. They consider the Chassam Sofer like he was standing up there right beneath Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Like, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was in a higher place, but not much. The Chassam, in Hungarian yeshivas, the Chassam Sofer is like the beyond and all of Judaism. Okay. Zozai. Now, the Aruch Lener is Mosef on the Kuda over here. The Aruch Lener adds that the Lashon of the Gaonim is very interesting. The Lashon of the Gaonim, the way the Ravid quotes it, is that there are some who assume that Ksamim don't apply Bizman Hazeh. Right? Now, L'cha'ira, you would have thought that the Gaonim should say a stronger Lashon, which is that Ksamim doesn't apply L'bayla. Why do they use a Lashon that Ksamim does not apply Bizman Hazeh? So the Aruch Lener adds that this might be a Raya to what he and the Chassam Sofer and the Nachal Eshkol are all saying, which is that no, Ksamim did apply Labayla Bizman that there was Taharis. Right? And that's why they use the Lashon, oh, Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't apply. So according to this generalized Mahalach, the Machlokes is really whether Bizman Hazeh, they keep dinim of Ksamim, even though Hasvara no senes that it shouldn't apply, but since they used to keep it, do we still keep it? For one of two reasons, that's really what emerges from this analysis. So far, so good? Now, it happens that there is an entirely different mahalach to take in this machlokas between the Gaonim and the Ravid, or the machlokas between the Ravid and the Ravid, however you want to say it. There's an entirely different mahalach that we could take. And that is what the Marcheshes has in his Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Hey, Os. Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Hey, Anaf Aleph, Os Ches, and following. Right? Volume 1, Simen 35, Anaf 1, letter 8, and letter 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Right? That's basically what we're discussing now. The Marcheshes was with Henech Egish. He was a Rav in Vilna. He was part of that Dardeya right before the war. Mamesh Agonolam. The Marcheshes Tainas, that the idea of the Gaonim seems very difficult. Ksamim is only for Taharis, not Labailam. L'cha'ora hasvara nosenes, that I should be more machmir l'bayla than I should be l'taharis. Bayla is an isser karis. Taharis, okay, it's going to be tameh. Ushamni bugadni, it's going to be tameh. But hasvara nosenes, I should be more machmir l'bayla than taharis, if I make a distinction. Why is it that over here the distinction goes punkt vaker? The distinction goes in the opposite direction that we'd expect the distinction to go. So the Marcheshes answers, based on the yisod that we spoke about last time in the Hakdama Tuksamim, the yisod of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah, remember, was bothered by Akasha. He asked, shouldn't all Ksamim be mutter because it's a spek sveka? I remember when I went for smicha, so we used to have like an exit interview with Dr. Lamb. And Dr. Lamb, he asked this question to us. So gentlemen, spek sveka is mutter. Isn't that a bit of a broad claim? I probably shouldn't imitate him because like you guys never heard him speak, so you have no idea what I'm doing. But that's what he sounds. So Dr. Lamb asked the question, isn't it a broad claim, spek sveka is mutter? It's a broad claim. How spek sveka works is a big machlokes rabbam in Rashba. About how spek sveka works. You guys were in Beitza last year, on Daf Gimel in Beitza. There's a discussion about spek sveka by Dovah Shiesh L'Matirin. Machlokes between Rabbi Tam and the others. Okay, whatever. It's there, important sugya. But the Kesef Mishnah has a kasha. Every Kesem should be mutter because it's a spek sveka. Maybe the dam came from the woman, maybe it came from somewhere else. Im tim salomak came from the woman, maybe it came from the uterus, and it's dam tame, and maybe it came from the aliyah, maybe it came from the urinary bladder, or some other part in the body, where it's not dam tame. That's the Kesef Mishnah's Svek Sveka. So the Marakasha says, first of all, dear Kesef Mishnah, you're a nice fellow, but like, what type of Svek Sveka is this? This is Shem Echad. Right? We asked this Kasha last time we learned. Because with Cha'ayr, the kasha is it dam from the makar? Is it uterine blood or not uterine blood? It makes no difference, api halacha, whether it's not uterine blood because it's blood from the uterine, from the urinary tract, or if it's not uterine blood because it's blood from some other source. It makes no difference for halacha. So it's really one suffix. So that's the kasha everyone asked on the Kesef Mishnah, isn't it Shem Echad? So we gave a teretz that maybe Kesef Mishnah is speaking within the Rambam, and the Rambam holds that Sveka doesn't have to be Mibes Shemus. I think that's what we answered last time, correct? Okay, great. But the Marcheshes says, you know what? The Kesef Mishnah misspoke. It takes like guts to say this. It says the Kesef Mishnah didn't really mean a Sveka that is the dam, right, from the aliyah, or from the makar, or is it dam mimeno, me'alma? He didn't mean that's a svek sveka. Rather, he meant the svek sveka is like this. The svek sveka is the blood me'alma, or from her? Is the blood from the outside, or from her? Im tim salome, it's from her, did the blood come with hargasha, or without hargasha? Now, that's a legitimate svek sveka. It's a legitimate spek sveka because, right, there are, on the level of d'oraisa, I have two svekas. On the level of d'rabbanan, I have one suffix. Right? Meaning, on the level of d'oraisa, maybe it came by hargasha. Okay, maybe it came by hargasha, but maybe it came from the outside. Right? And maybe it didn't come by hargasha. Those are two svekas on the level of d'oraisa. On the level of drabbanon, that dam shaloba hargasha is tamei, one suffix is enough on the level of drabbanon, because suffix drabbanon lahakel. So imtum salomar, it didn't come by hargasha, so the suffix that it came me alma would suffice to be matir. Okay? Midrabbanon, that dam below hargasha is still tamei, but one suffix should be enough. So the Marchesha says that's, in his opinion, a legitimate suffix. But when you think about it then, he says, whoa, go slowly, gentlemen. Zot the Marcheshes. If the dam came from the woman without hargasha, is the cheftza of dam tamei? Right? We talk about Hilchos Nida in the context of, is the woman tamei? Tamei'ah. Can she be with her husband? But at the time of Taharis, there is a nafgamina that the chafza of dam is also tamei. And the chafza of dam being tamei, the nafgamina is, if it touches objects, does it make those objects tameim or not? Zucked the marcheches. Well, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, Tasvav Tasayim, about whether we pass in makar mekomo tamei or makar mekomo tahar. Do I assume that the cheftza of dam that leaves the uterus, that dam is mekomo tamei? That's like a different cheftza of dam, and it's going to be tamei no matter what. Or do I say no, makar mekomo tahar? By the way, doctors can tell you what is menstrual blood and what's not based on the amount of oxygen in the blood. Any of you bio majors, who can you explain this to me? Why the menstrual blood isn't part of the regular circulatory system? Is that true?
Sure.
And there should be more oxygen in the regular blood than there is in menstrual blood?
It could just be wherever they are in the system is different. Oxygen exchange rate would be different.
Right.
There,
there's less exchange.
Yeah.
I did major in bio for a reason. I took bio for poets, and that was also tough. Yeah.
It makes sense because when a woman's pregnant, the child's completely closed in its own.
Right.
It has to have its own.
It has to have its own system somehow. That's the assumption over here that the doctors make. Now, Bekitzur HaMa'aseh says the Marcheshes. Through this, we can understand why tsumim should apply l'taharos and not l'bayla. Even though that svara sounds backwards, right? Because we should be more machmir l'bayla than l'taharos. But Zach the Marcheshes says, no, l'bayla, you have a svek sveka. Because l'bayla, right, the dam, in order to be l'bayla, you have a svek sveka, because dam shelo bahargasha won't be metameh her. But le taharos, I don't have a svek sveka, because with taharos, since makar mekomo tameh, so the blood is going to be tameh anyway, and if that's the case, that the blood is going to be tameh anyway, so memele I only have one suffek with taharos. So I'm going to be more machmir l'taharos than I am l'bayla, because l'bayla I have a svek sveka, l'taharos I only have one suffek. That's what the Marcheshes answers to connect to last time we learned shiur to this shiur. It's very sharp. It's very, very sharp, no? And therefore the Marcheshes has a shtickle taira. He says, you know what? I could only be more machmir l'taharos than l'bayla if I hold makar mekomo tameh. But if I hold, by the way, in like rabbinic literature, when you quote makar mekomo tameh, that means that like you're quoting an idea from a conservative rabbi or something, right? Makar, or you know, a Lubavitcher is quoting from a litvak, right? Makar mekomo tameh, something like that. But in halacha, makar mekomo tameh means that the uterine blood is tameh itself. Zuck the Marcheshes, the reason to be more machmir l'taharos than we are l'bayla, that reason is only if you hold makar mekomo tameh. And we could say that all of the gemaras that sound like there's a din of ksamim l'bayla, all those gemaras are going with the opinion that makar mekomo tahar, and memela there's no reason to distinguish between bayla and taharos. You have to see it. The man was a super duper genius. It's a brilliant shtickle Torah. Based on this, he's miyasheva a difficult line in the tour. And he says some other interesting things. He also tries to answer that kasha of the Aruch Lener that we addressed a few minutes ago about the lashon of the Gaonim. How come they speak about Bizman Hazer rather than Baal or Taharis? He talks about that as well. There's a lot to say within this Marcheshes. Mr. Kornbluth.
So, the last point. How do we pass the Gemara?
About Makar? Unclear. Right? In other words, according to this, right? So, the Marcheshes has a shtickle tirah to try to show that the Tor Paskins, Makar, Mekomo, Tahar, Memelo, the Dinu, and some apply Labayo also. That's what the Marcheshes develops, but until Marcheshes, it's really unclear. We already saw this type of idea earlier in the Chavistas, no? Where the Chavistas developed the Yisrael, with Taharis, you don't need Hargasha. Right? That's also a split between Taharis and Baila, a similar type of idea. Okay, so this is what I wanted to say within Hilchos Nida for today. So far, so good, gentlemen? Should we discuss Yom HaKippurim? Okay, let me just...